April is here, and if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, then talk to Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Go Birds Podcast.
The Go Birds Podcast, presented by Parks Casino and Sportsbook. The all-new Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app has you covered. Elliot Shore Parks, James Seltzer with you. What's up, buddy? So, it's NBA playoff time.
It is.
We had a lot of fun last year at this time on this podcast talking about bets. I'm
so
excited.
I can't remember the last time I was so frustrated about a sports opinion than I am right now with all these Jokic is MVP. Let me tell you why it frustrates me so much. Because I feel like when I tweet it, people view me as a homer because I work in Philly, like alt-right, whatever. Let me say this as clear as I can. Joel Embiid is far more deserving of the MVP than Jokic is. And honestly, he's not even top five on my MVP.
Well, that's a horrible.
No, let me tell you why.
Okay.
All right, ready?
Can we start by asking how many Jokic games you watched this year?
First of all, I did watch a few because they played the Sixers a few times.
Okay.
Yeah, and also
when they played the Sixers.
But that's part of it. But that's part of it. But okay, all right. Devin Booker deserves it more than he
does. No, he doesn't.
Yes, he absolutely does. He's the best player on the best team in the West.
So what? He's got a better team. Yes, but the MVP is the idea of you take that guy off the team. What is that team? The Nuggets are like a 20-win team without Jokic.
And what are the Suns,
honestly?
They have
nobody. Like, they didn't have Jamal Murray all year. They didn't have Michael Porter Jr. for large portions of the year.
And they got all the way to six in the Western Conference. Like, what a massive
accomplishment. They only won three less games than the Sixers, pal.
Like, I'm just saying. Look, again, if you don't want to get if you don't want to give it to Embiid, that's fine.
I agree that Embiid should be the MVP. I would vote for Embiid if I had a vote. But I think it's very close between the two, and I think Jokic is absolutely second. The only person I would even consider putting out of Jokic is Giannis.
Yes, I think Giannis deserves it over him as well. Like, when I look at Jokic and, like, what he's done this year, yes, he's had a good statistical year.
He's had an all-time great. He's the first in the history of the league to do that.
Yeah, except he doesn't lead the league in a single statistical category.
He's second in rebounds.
Second in rebounds. They should rename the MVP trophy.
He's got eight assists.
Six in the Western Conference,
man.
And second in rebounds. They'll tell the stories of this season. When I'm older, I'll be telling my children, you should have seen the time Jokic dragged the Nuggets all the way to six in the West by
Embiid's fourth in the East. Like,
okay, but he leads
deal.
The league in scoring. He's the first center to do it in a long time.
Look, again, I would vote for Embiid. You don't have to convince me on the Embiid thing, but it's more the denigration of Jokic.
Jokic.
You're going way too far with this.
He does not deserve a single first place MVP.
I mean,
if you want to tell me he's third, that's
fine. You sound
fine.
Like an idiot.
What did he really accomplish this year?
He had an amazing season.
He had an amazing season, yes.
Yes.
Okay, so did a lot of other people that are on good teams. And you're right, the Sixers ended up fourth in the East.
It's three games better.
But the Sixers were also in serious contention for the number one seed in the East.
But they didn't get it.
Oh, I know
no
they did.
No one could be in contention for the one seed in the West because the Suns were
Agreed, but the Nuggets, weren't even like a lock playoff team until like last week, right? Like,
I think you're going way too far with this. I agree, Embiid should be the MVP. I think your take is trash.
I think it's a trash. I disagree. I think people are way. This is what's happening with Sixers Raptors too. People are overthinking it. There's some things in basketball that are simple, and one is Jokic is not the MVP of the NBA this year.
Not
to mention he doesn't deserve in back-to-back years. He's not the main storyline for this season. I think when you talk MVP, those things do matter. Like, it does matter when you talk about.
Look, I would give it to Embiid. I agree.
Then you agree with me.
No,
he doesn't deserve it.
I agree that Embiid should get it. I think Jokic is the clear number two, and he absolutely deserves
over
first
Giannis?
Place. But yes, he is number two. Giannis is three. That's my top three,
I don't know,
unassailable.
I mean, Giannis took off part of the year, which I guess matters.
Dude,
but like,
and Jokic played a bunch more games, too. But
he did.
Outside of that, like, you are severely underrated.
So here would be my MVP.
Severely.
Here would be my MVP rankings. All right. Embiid, Giannis, Booker, Ja Morant, Jokic.
That's an embarrassing list. You should be embarrassed to say that in a microphone.
It's how I feel.
Yeah. Well, you're wrong.
No, I don't think I am.
You are wrong. You're wrong.
I'll remember those four guys before him. When the season ends.
This is a weird thing with you.
I'm very passionate about it.
Well, you're wrong. It's okay to be passionate. Just don't.
I think I'm right.
I wouldn't say that in too many more microphones. All right, let's get into the series. Betting on these series, obviously tonight, when this pod comes up, we're recording on Thursday. It'll be up on Friday.
Now I don't even know when you're posting it. Yeah.
My bad.
What even is today now?
Playing games finish out tomorrow night. The Cavs and the Hawks and the Pelicans and the Clips. Do you have any strong opinions on those games before we dive into the series odds for the other series?
I kind of think the Hawks win. I'd have to look and see what the line is for what I would want to bet.
So the Hawks are a 2.5-point favorite in their game, and the Clippers are a 4-point favorite in their game.
So the Cavs are underdogs then?
At home, yeah, which they should be. I would still take the Hawks.
I would too, although
the Cavs are missing dudes, man. They're missing dudes.
Well, they're missing Jared Allen.
Jared Allen,
right?
And Evan Mobley.
Yeah. Oh, is that Mobley hurt?
Yeah, Moby's not playing. I don't think
he played
he is.
In the last game, though.
Did he play in the last game?
I'm almost positive, yeah.
Did he?
I tuned out
when they were down 20 points.
Yeah. I think the Hawks will win that game. And then I think that the Clippers will win their game.
I agree on the first one. I actually like the Pelicans as an underdog. I don't hate them.
All right.
Like, I'm not like super gung-ho about it, but I think the Pelicans are... I don't know about the Clippers.
I like Brandon Ingram, but like the Clippers, they have a really good roster, I think, around Paul George. I think they have Paul George the best player in that game. So I'll go with the Clippers.
Look at you. All right, let's get to the series odds. Do you want to do the Sixers first or last?
Well, I know we disagree on it, so it really depends.
If you ain't first, you last.
I think we do Sixers first.
Okay.
Because we care about that one.
I agree. So the Sixers odds, and it's super easy to use the Bet Parks app. To find these odds, just go to the little basketball thing, slide down, and boom, NBA series markets. Let's start with the Sixers and the Raptors. The Raptors, a +150 underdog. The Sixers are -186 here.
So it's moved a little because I think that when they opened, they were not -180. I think it was lower. I think it was like 150-something. So I think that it has moved. All right. You want my overall take on this right now?
Well, yeah. I know that you're Mr. No problem. Sixers are going to crush the Raptors.
You know those? You ever see those tweets on Twitter where it's like...
Ooh, the tweets on Twitter.
Yeah, tweets on Twitter.
Yes.
Where it's like two things.
On Instagram or...
Yeah. Whatever. Not the tweets on TikTok.
Yes.
When you see two things and it's like this, and there's a handshake, and
yes,
then there's that.
Yes, okay. We can agree on this.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So here's my podcast version of that tweet.
Uh-huh.
People voting for Jokic for MVP, handshake, people saying the Raptors have a chance to beat the Sixers, handshake, don't know ball.
Okay.
All right, let me say this. The Raptors, I get why they're a team that would scare Sixers fans. So, like, I'm not saying people would be completely irrational. They're athletic. They have a lot of, like, guys that are, like, a 7 out of 10. Like, I get all of that. That they have, like, they don't have, like, a super weak part of their roster.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what the Raptors don't have. They don't have Joel Embiid, and they don't have James Harden. They do not have superstars. Pascal Siakam is not a superstar. He's never averaged over 20 points in a playoff series. Fred VanVleet, he is a guy that I'd be worried about hitting threes. I'll acknowledge that. Like, he is kind of clutch. But he's missed, like, 20-plus games this year. He has not played that well recently. Gary Trent Jr., another guy that I'm like, all right, I could picture if the Sixers lose, it's like Gary Trent Jr. is hitting threes all over the place. The Raptors don't actually take that many threes, which I was surprised about. If you look in league rankings, they don't take a lot of threes, and they don't get a lot of free throws. So, like, ultimately, when I look at the most effective shots in the game, they don't do either of them very well. They don't have a guy that I think they can count in the clutch consistently. And the bottom line is, like, they don't have Joel Embiid and James Harden. So, are they a team that could give the Sixers some struggles simply because of their athleticism? Yes. But I think they have a better roster, a better team, and so I think they're going to win.
Yeah, so I'm, like, 51-49 Sixers, but I think when you look at the odds, Raptors at plus 150 is an amazing bet.
I disagree, though. It's not a ton of juice. Like,
it is juice.
Plus 150, though? Like, that's
for
not
a 4-5 series? I mean, that's pretty good. I mean,
it's not super exciting. If for all the betting pods we've done together, plus 150 never gets either of us too worked up.
No,
let's
but
be real.
It should. That's why we lose money.
Yeah, right? That's a good point.
This is a good bet.
Yeah, well, betting on the Raptors will lose
honestly,
your money.
Like,
explain to me why you're worried. I just really
because
would like
to know. Because the Sixers aren't that good, man.
But talk about the Raptors. Okay, like, what is it about?
No, but it's more the Sixers. First of all, I think the Raptors are good. I think Nick Nurse is the best head coach in the NBA, flat out. And I think the Raptors play. Is it?
Well, who's better? He's probably top four or five. I mean, Spoelstra.
I think Nurse is the best coach in the NBA. I think
Steve Kerr does
the most with less. All
right.
And I think what he's done with this team is he's got the playing together. He's got the rotations are great. They play hard every night. They're just a tough out. They're a tough team to beat. Like, they're annoying. The whole, like, cliche, no one wants to face them in the playoffs. No one wants to face the Raptors in the playoffs. They're so annoying as a team. And they have good players. Like, you underrate them. Siakam's a damn good player.
Siakam's a fine player.
VanVleet's a good player. Gary Trent's a good player. Like, they're good. Scotty Barnes, rookie of the year. Like, that dude's awesome. I get your point. And if I have a gun to my head and my life is on the line, I'll take Joel Embiid in this series. I will.
Yeah.
But I don't feel good about it. And in terms of just pure odds, the Raptors are absolutely a better bet. And the Sixers are minus 186? That's a horrible bet.
Yeah, agreed. Unless you want to win money. Like, that's what it comes down to.
Again, I will not be shocked at all if the Raptors win this series. It's like 51-49.
I will be pretty shocked.
Especially, look, if James Harden is like rope-a-doping everyone and he goes in the playoffs and he looks great, they'll win, for sure. But we can't count on that. Why would we think that? He looked horrible from a physical perspective.
I have a basketball question for
you.
Because I'm torn on this sometimes myself. I'm not a huge, like, advanced stat basketball guy. I'm not. I'm very much like, this guy scores a lot of points, he's the better player. Mm-hmm. I'm a simple man.
I get it. You're very simple.
Yes. But there are a lot of advanced stats that show when Harden, Embiid, and the starting five are together, now they won't have Thibel, which matters.
Matters.
But when the starting five are together, they have the best starting five in the NBA. Like, what do you make of that when you say the Sixers aren't that good? I'm just genuinely curious.
I'm not a huge... Well, no. I'm talking about I think there are two things that are really going to hurt the Sixers in the playoffs, and that it could be three. James Harden is the one way or the other guy. We don't know. If it's the James Harden we saw the last month, they're in trouble. And if it's not, they have more of a chance. Their bench is horrible. And I know you tighten the bench in the NBA in the playoffs, but, like, none of those guys outside of Niang should be playing in a playoff series. Like, they're that bad. They are useless. And then, while I think Nick Nurse is the best coach in the NBA, I think Doc Rivers is maybe the worst, among the worst, in terms of just in-game. There is a reason. It is not a fluke that he has the most 3-1 collapses in the history of the sport by a mile. Like, it's not like, oh, he's barely the worst playoff coach of all time. He's easily the worst playoff coach of all time. Like, Doc Rivers is a disaster. I think that, like, go so far as to say that I think that of all the quote-unquote great coaches that I've ever seen in my lifetime in any sport, in terms of accomplished coaches, he is the worst I've ever seen. Like, I think Doc is an absolute detriment to an NBA team, particularly in the playoffs. I think he's at his worst in the playoffs. And I think that ultimately, when you look at this specific matchup, like, I think the Raptors have a major advantage at coaching. I think they coach circles around the Sixers, and ultimately the Sixers are more talented. At least they have a couple guys who are more talented, and that's why, like, I think they can and potentially will win this series. But I think to take the Raptors lightly is silly. Like, this is a bad matchup for the Sixers.
So you're not gonna like what I'm about to say. I agree that Nick Nurse is a good coach. I agree. But also, like, he won his title when Kawhi Leonard went absolutely bonkers for a playoff series, right? And then they lost Kyle Lowry, and they haven't really done anything since.
They made the playoffs as a 5 seed this year with, to your point, a roster that shouldn't be competing with all these other teams. They were almost as good as the Sixers this year.
I mean, the five seed.
They were only a couple games worse.
But the Sixers also
about?
Lost Joel Embiid for like a month because of COVID. Like, whatever. Here's the thing I'm saying. I agree with you that Nick Nurse gives them a coaching advantage in the series.
I think you're absolutely underrated. I think if you talk to NBA insiders,
look,
people around the league,
Nick Nurse
they would
is
all
coach.
Say Nick Nurse is, if not the best, one of the two or three best coaches in the NBA.
Fine. I agree with that. And I understand right now everybody's mad at Doc. And I know he's like.
Doc's horrible.
Okay.
It's not just mad at Doc. Like, forget. Right. I agree. He's annoying, and I dislike him, and I hate the way he talks to us as Sixers fans. Like, I absolutely abhor. I think it's disastrous the way he talks to us. But that has literally zero to do with my analysis of him as a head coach. I think he's a horrible head coach.
Okay. I mean, I think
the evidence suggests he's a bad head coach.
Well, the evidence actually, I would say, suggests otherwise because he was named a top 15 head coach of all time.
Oh, who cares about that?
Well, okay. I'm just saying he's won a title.
He's won a bunch
of
games.
He's 9-3 in the first round. Like, I don't know.
Dude, I'm more on your side. He lost with Kawhi and Paul George to the point you just made. You know, he didn't lose with Kawhi and didn't have Paul George. Nick friggin' Nurse. Like, what are we doing
here? Look, I am more on your side with Doc. I'm just trying to say I think the emotion around Doc right now is like a little too heated. And I think that, look, I could definitely look silly. They could lose to the Raptors. But ultimately, I just think they're a better team. Like, flat out, they are a better team with more elite top-end talent.
They do have more elite top-end talent, and usually that wins in the playoffs.
Exactly.
I think they probably might maybe win this series. That's the furthest I'll go.
Well, let me ask you that.
Again, I would say 51-49 Sixers, and it's literally only because I think Embiid can have a dominant
So you're picking the Sixers?
I guess so. But okay. I'm not like strong. Honestly, again, I'm picking the Sixers. I'm betting on the Raptors. That plus 150 to me is a great bet.
That's tough to do for me. Like, just in general, like, whenever I'm watching a game so in this instance, I've been strong that I think the Sixers are going to win. So I hope they win so that I am right.
Well, I'm never going to root against the Sixers even if I bet it.
Well, no, I'm
them.
Just saying in general, yeah. I always think it's tough for me to watch a game where I'm rooting for one thing but bet the other. Like the emotional hedging, which I know a lot of people do.
Oh,
I get it.
Well, I'm not going to actually bet on the series. Like, I'm not going to bet against
the Sixers. No more shekels?
No, I'll bet on the other. I'm not going to bet against the Sixers, like, in a playoff series.
Right.
No matter how much I believe they will lose, like, or I believe that is a great bet, I'm not betting against the Sixers in the playoff series. But that is a great bet. And if I were just betting, forgetting how I feel, who I root for, I would absolutely bet the Raptors plus 150. I think those are amazing odds for a team that is, like, I feel, that's my point, is the way I look at the series, like, I think they should be, like, plus 100. Like, I think it is that even a series where it should be plus 100, and they're plus 150. Like, that's a great bet.
Yeah. Plus 150 doesn't do it for me, but agree.
It does. All right.
That's why I lose.
We will plow through the rest of these series in a sec. First, if you're listening to this, you know, download the all new Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app. The app is all new. It is super great to use. It's intuitive. It's fun. And it's just a blast to bet on these games. Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app has Pennsylvania sports fans covered and New Jersey sports fans covered. Betting on the basketball playoffs coming up, all kinds of actions. You can bet on each round of the playoffs, bet on series winners, bet on individual games. You can do individual player betting, anything and everything. Of course, baseball betting out there now. You can bet NFL. You can bet football futures. There is so much stuff to get into. And again, you can bet on every series we're talking about now. It's just so much fun. We had such a blast last year in the playoffs. It really was a joy to use the Bet Parks app in the playoffs last year.
Until they played the
and
Atlanta.
And watch these games. Well, no, I'm just talking about betting.
No, I know.
Whatever.
I'm just kidding.
We had a lot of fun. But yeah, forget that. I mean, again, it's going to happen again, sadly.
Oh, my God.
It's the best. This app is so much fun. And the playoff, this stuff is so much fun to bet on. We're going to watch it anyway. Have a little action on it. You'll be so much more invested. Here's the deal. New customers, if you sign up now, you make your first bet risk-free up to $750, a $750 risk-free bet. Download the app now in the App Store, Google Play Store, or at pabetparks.com and use our promo code GOBIRDS, that's GOBIRDS, to get your risk-free bet. Your risk-free bet is for fun and safe credit. You must be 21 and present in Pennsylvania or New Jersey. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, let's plow through these series here.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay.
Can't believe you think the Raptors.
I got to be real.
Yeah.
All right, Celtics... Nets.
This is, I think, the most interesting first round series.
Celtics are favored. Celtics are a minus 152 favorite. The Nets are plus 125. Just for reference sake, you're talking about how bad the Raptors odds are. This is a 2-7 series, and the Nets are not close to as good as odds Toronto. So just saying.
Well, but also the Nets are like what? The second or third like favorite to win the title.
They're not, well, not anymore. They're underdogs in this series.
I know they are, but I'm going to have the championship odds up right here. Well, I did have them up.
So that's weird, right? How could they be underdogs in a series but not underdogs but be behind?
You're right. They're plus 900 to win the title now.
See, there you go.
I think that, well, we'll discuss that at the end.
Yeah, okay. What do you think? You like the Nets?
Man, this one's tough. All right, so when I think about Boston, I know they play really good defense, which I'm probably underrating, but part of me doesn't really care about that. Jason Tatum has had great playoff series before, elite perimeter scorer. Jaylen Brown, also an elite perimeter scorer. But I just look at Brooklyn, and I'm like, man, Kyrie and Durant together, they're both playing really well right now. I saw some stat that Kyrie's like 11-2 versus Boston or something like that. He's going to be able to play in all the games, which was a concern for most of the playoff series. Ben Simmons might come back, which is just tremendous content if that were to happen.
It'd be amazing.
I think I'm going to pick the Nets.
It's no-brainer.
You're picking the Nets?
I think the Celtics are really good. They're a team that scares me in general, but in terms of betting, forget picking. Stop talking about picking. We're talking about betting.
True,
these
odds are so close.
Picks pod.
Right, but these odds are so close.
Plus 125, phenomenal. I'm taking the plus odds in this series. Honestly, if it were the other way around, the Nets were the favorite, I might have taken the Celtics as plus
Interesting.
Odds.
Okay.
Like, I think this is a seven-gamer. I think these teams are pretty equally matched. I think, ultimately, I'm going to take the plus
From odds. The Sixers' perspective, you're definitely rooting Celtics, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I think
so. Even though I think the Celtics are tough, too. Like, I'm not sure the Sixers would beat the Celtics.
Yeah, I agree.
But I think the Nets thing is scary. And plus, I want Ben Simmons gone. I just don't want to think about it.
I mean, can you imagine? I was saying this to one of my friends earlier. That if he plays and he goes in the game and they foul him intentionally, the time from the time he is fouled to the time he shoots his first free throw
so good.
Might be one of the most excited I've ever been watching a sporting event.
I love it. All right. Next Eastern Conference series. Obviously, we don't know the last series yet, so we can't bet on it playing games tonight. But the last Eastern Conference series, we could talk about the Bucks and the Bulls. You want to talk odds, buddy? Take a guess. What do you think the Bucks are to win this series?
I mean, I don't know, minus 600?
Minus 1,115!
Yeah, they're not losing this
I agree. The Bulls are plus 650. If you want to take a shot, we'll go quickly through this one. Don't bet on the series. Bet on the individual games is what I would do on this.
Or just throw $5 down on plus 650. But you're losing $5.
Yeah, why would you just throw it away?
They're not going to win.
Yeah, they're not winning that series. So I think that's a pretty easy one. All right. So that is the Eastern Conference series and started by the Sixers. Let's go to the Western Conference and then we'll get to championship odds.
Okay.
All right. Let's start with, I will go with the order they have them listed on here. The Nuggets and the Warriors, 3-6.
Wow.
Your good buddy Nikola Jokic.
I just know me personally. I cannot wait to watch Jokic play. It's just such a joy to watch
him.
Soon
to be two-time MVP, Nikola Jokic.
Soon to be bounced out the playoffs again.
The funny thing is he actually is a joy to watch. Like, he's one of the most fun players. Dude, he's so fun. Like the passing, he's 8 assists a game as a center.
Oh, yeah,
you don't care at all about that?
No, I don't.
God, you're such a loser.
Don't care at all.
I know.
Well, I'm going to go ahead on a limb and guess the Nuggets are not favored. Am I guessing something here?
If you want to. Do you want to guess or no?
I'm going to guess the Warriors. Now, Steph's health. Seems like he's going to play, but I think it's a concern here. I'm going to guess the Warriors are minus 450?
Minus 250.
Ooh.
I'm betting against Jokic, buddy.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Nuggets
Such a
are
winner.
Plus 200. Yeah. I have no real feel for this series. There's just so many question marks with the Warriors. Like, obviously, I think the Warriors are better than the Nuggets, but the Steph injury, how's Klay going to look? Draymond's been in and out of the lineup.
Yeah.
Like, I'm nervous about the Warriors. I think if I had to bet this series.
Let me guess.
I would take the plus 200.
Oh,
take a
here
shot.
We go. You're such a Jokic guy. It's just so disappointing.
So good.
You're like, oh, 8 assists.
I said I would give
Embiid. 8 assists from a center position.
I said I would give Embiid the MVP. I'm just saying you underrate how great Jokic is. Historically great.
Historically great.
He is historically.
Okay.
He's going to be a two-time MVP. I mean,
well, he shouldn't be, though.
Yeah, I agree.
His VORP score is amazing.
But he's great. Yeah, that's annoying.
That's his main argument.
It's not, though, dude. It's not. He's the first player in the history of the game. You're like, what do you do? He's the first player in the history of the game to, what is it, like 5,000 points, 2,000 rebounds, 1,000 assists? Like, in the history of basketball, no one's ever done that.
So
you're like, oh, what did he do?
Let me say the last thing that'll infuriate you. Ready? You know who his MVP will be reminiscent of? When Michael Carter-Williams won Rookie of the Year for the Sixers. Like, just stat compiling
dude,
on an irrelevant
games
team.
Worse than the Sixers. Like, it's not like the Sixers were some juggernaut. Like, if the Sixers had 10 more wins, I'd be like, yeah, this
All right,
is crazy.
I'm just letting you know.
And again, I would still vote for Embiid.
You agree with me?
No, because you said Jokic wouldn't be second, and that, I think, is asinine. Like, Jokic is second. At worst, he's third. At worst, you put Giannis at. It's those three and no one else. Like, it's those three and then a gap before Devin Booker. Like, a massive gap before Devin Booker. Like, a gigantic...
Who would you take to be the best player on your team?
It doesn't matter. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the MVP. But either way, I would definitely take Jokic over.
Oh, really?
Booker.
Wow, I'd definitely take Booker.
I would take Jokic over everyone in the league except maybe Embiid. Like, Jokic is one of the two or three... Or Giannis. Like, I would probably take Giannis. Like, and Durant to win one game, like, who knows? But you are just...
Such a Jokic guy,
you're
a
Jokic hater is what it is. you're just being ridiculous.
I didn't know. James Jokic over here.
I said Embiid should win the MVP,
Nikola Seltzer.
You sound like an idiot. You sound like you've never watched Jokic play.
I really
play.
Hope you don't tell Zoe these basketball takes.
Have you ever seen him play? Be honest.
Yes, I've seen him play
it
in person.
It doesn't seem like it.
I have.
Yeah, it doesn't seem...
I'd be curious how many times you watched him play this year.
I watched a fair amount of Jazz games.
Okay,
I mean,
all right.
Nuggets
I'm going to have to ask Emily this. How many times she's seen the Nuggets on your screen?
You know I got the second TV.
I know you do,
Earmuffs, one, two, three.
Yeah.
I'll fuck around, Elliot. All
Even
right,
Nuggets fans don't watch their games. They're like dead last in the league in TV audience or something.
Timberwolves, Grizzlies.
I like the... I don't think you're going to win the series, but I like the Timberwolves.
I do, too.
I like Kat. I like D'Angelo Russell. I like Anthony Edwards.
If
he's been way better than I thought.
They can make a little, and, a little noise.
All right, so I'm going to guess Grizzlies minus 200.
Minus 360.
Wow.
The Timberwolves are plus 275.
I guess the Grizzlies do just win.
Plus 275. I would bet...
I like the plus 275.
I think it's a good bet. I think the Grizzlies win the series.
I agree.
The Grizzlies are good, man. They're good.
They win without Morant, which hurts his MVP case.
Dude, they're like 20-2
I know,
without him.
It's
unbelievable.
Even though
you said
definitely
he should be the MVP, they were 20-2 without
him. No, I said he should be more than
ahead
Jokic.
Ahead of Jokic?
Yes.
Oh, because that makes sense.
Just let you know
Again,
how I feel.
Again, you sound like an idiot.
Just let you know how I feel. He had a special year.
You sound like an idiot.
All right. Fair enough.
Utah at Dallas.
God, talk about a series like...
Well, this is
woof.
This looks like Luka's going to miss the first two games. I would have absolutely taken Dallas in this. If Luka were healthy, I would pick Dallas in the series no matter what the odds were. I think they're better. I can't say. I mean, without Luka, they're a train wreck. I think Utah's a lock if Luka doesn't play.
Series like this is why gambling was invented.
Yeah, this is a don't watch gambling. Yeah. I don't like these series odds. So Utah's minus 275. The Mavs are plus 215. If Luka, again, if there's good news on Luka and he's going to be back for game three, like maybe you take a shot on the plus 215.
Just two complete fraud teams.
It's just tough.
It's Nuggets.
I think with Luka, the Mavs are... Luka... If I were taking a player to start a team with, like if I'm saying like, all right, I've got this guy for the rest of his career, I might take Luka based on age, position, everything.
He's in the discussion for sure.
I think I would probably take Luka.
Yeah. I mean, it's like...
He's not as fun as Morant, but I think he's better than Morant.
I think I agree with you. Look, and I've been a Giannis hater, as people have known, but I think Giannis is probably the answer.
Well, again, I'm talking if you're starting a team.
Yeah, if you're starting
scratch,
a team, I think it's Giannis.
If I'm like, who's the best player in the world right now, it's Giannis. He just won the title.
But Giannis is still pretty
young. He's defending it. But he's not as young as Luka.
He's not, but I mean, I still think there's a chance that for the next 5 years, Giannis is a top three player.
Like, what's the difference in age? I think there's like a somewhat significant, right?
Well, I mean, he's been in the league for like 8 or 9 years at this point.
So Luka Doncic he's in his... Like, he's not that old. Luka is...
No, I'm saying Giannis is.
Luka's only 23, dude.
That's pretty young.
He's 23. So I would guess Giannis has got to be, like, what, 28, 29?
But at the same time, I think this kind of goes back to a little bit of, like, my NFL take, which is, like, just get the best player
Giannis
now.
Giannis is 27, so it's a four-year gap.
But Giannis is also...
And also, Luka plays a position where he gets banged on less, all that type of stuff.
No, I think it's an interesting debate. Go Giannis, but...
I think I would go Luka, but I wouldn't hate you for... I hate your Jokic take a lot more
Luka
than
might
I hate
be a
that.
Loser, though. Just throwing that out there.
What do you mean? He's been in the... He won a playoff series by himself the other year. Anyway, don't bet on this series, I think is the big takeaway. All right, let's get to the championship odds because we've gone through every series.
All right, I have them up. Okay.
Better. That was your one job.
I know.
It's like, just make sure you have the championship odds.
All right, let me look up your Nuggets first. So the Nuggets are plus 3,000 to win
it. I don't think the Nuggets are winning.
Man, nothing screams MVP like being plus 3,000 to win the title. Like wow, people really believe in him.
Dude, what do you just think that everyone, like the people who watch the NBA, like really, like the true NBA people.
I think they're overthinking it.
I think they're overthinking.
You just think
they don't watch with their eyes and they just look at numbers? You think that's it? You think that how all MVP voters vote?
Calculator.
No.
Calculator boys.
Yeah, you sound silly.
Yeah.
Come on. There are a lot of guys who watch all these games and think Jokic is the best player.
Yeah. I disagree with them. Okay.
Of course you do. Who's opinion's more important when it comes to it? I don't know. Like Mr. NBA guy or Elliot Chirpark?
Me.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Well, on this pod, me. All right.
Okay. That's true.
Yeah.
That's
all right. Phoenix Suns plus 260. I think they're probably winning it all.
I think the Suns are winning the title.
Yeah.
So it's not fun, but at plus 260, like, it's still plus odds. You're not going to be able to get plus odds for much longer.
So here would be my favorite bets, and just tell me what you think of them really quickly. Okay. So Suns plus 260 just because I think they're going to win it all. Bucks plus 500
I like
again.
The Blucks, though.
Yeah.
The Blucks are pretty good.
They're like, those are the two best teams by far in the odds.
Agree.
That.
Agree. I like both of those. $5 on each. And
the long shot odds I like are the Nets plus 900.
Love that. I mean, again, I do not think the Nets are winning the title, but plus 900 for a team that will have two of the three best players in almost every series they play in. I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah, pretty much every series. Mm. And then I do like the Sixers plus 1400. I know you disagree, but I think they have.
Yeah, I can't.
They have the easiest pat they could have asked for. They have a winnable first-round series, and then you get the winner of 1-8, which, like, pretty easy.
I'm much more nervous about the Raptors than I am even. Not much more, but let's put it this way. I think the Raptors are more dangerous for the Sixers than the Heat are.
So,
and the Heat, I'm not saying they definitely beat the Heat or anything. But
no, I agree.
If they beat the Raptors, they're beating the Heat. I agree. I think if they beat the Raptors, they're probably going to beat the Heat.
So I think the Sixers' logic would be kind of the
same
as
the
Nets.
Watch the Hawks beat the Heat, and then it's Sixers. Hawks.
It'd be amazing.
Have you thought about that?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah, if the Hawks win tonight or
they'd
tomorrow
smack
yeah, tonight,
the Hawks. But
I think they would too. But like we said that last year, bro.
Oh, we did.
We did.
On this pod.
They didn't.
And they did not.
So I would not like to see the Hawks in the second round. I would rather face the Heat just for like demons and shit.
Yeah, I think you're probably right, but it would be tremendous content.
Oh my God! But then we'd have to see Ben Simmons 1,000 times.
The argument for the Sixers is, like, they have a pretty good chance of making the Eastern Conference Finals. And at that point, they're probably not beating the Bucks or whoever's there, but they're plus 1,400. So it's like they'll have – it's the same argument as the Nets, which is there's a lot of series I'll go into with the two best players.
Yeah, I mean, again, it all comes down to Harden. If Harden looks like old Harden, then, like, all of a sudden there's excitement again. I still think the bench will fail them. I still think Doc will fail them. I still don't think they win the title. That's why I don't like the plus 1,400. But, like, you know, and you're betting on Harden being Harden. We'll see.
Yeah, and you're also just, I mean.
I'm not enthused about
it. I know you're not. It's a real shame.
No pressure on him, according to him. Okay, buddy.
Well, don't get me started on that.
Legacy is not great.
It's fine. Yeah, well, he's a top 75 player of all time. So.
Right, and that's the problem. You never won anything. You're a freaking loser. Like, go win something.
Well, like,
or feel a little pressure to go win something. Like,
I agree with that he should, but I'm okay with him not, like, going in front of a media interview and being like, oh, this is so bad. Like, I got to blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm okay with his answers.
Yeah. I'm not. All right, you got any final thoughts before we get out of here?
Yeah. Jokic is a loser.
Okay.
All right? Like, seriously. Like, seriously. I cannot take it. I'm just going to cut you off.
We're done talking.
All right.
Check us out on Saturday. Parks picks. No, Parks. At Parks.
At Parks.
1-3 on Saturday.
We talking Eagles and also,
come
I'm sure.
Come say hi. Hang out. Basketball. Sixers
on at
game.
6 o'clock, yeah.
We'll think about that.
You're going to drop me off at the game?
Maybe. Yeah. We haven't decided. Might make you walk. You bring up this Jokic stuff.
I keep so off. Disappointed.
Yeah. All right. We'll talk to you guys on Saturday. I'm James.